You are listening to The Dungeon on 91.3 WLVR in Bethlehem. And joining us now is the bassist for Black Label Society and his own project, the band Cycle of Pain, Mr. John DeServio. How are you, John? How are you, dude?
Oh, I'm great, dude. What time is it, man? Is it noon?
Yeah, it's noon.
Wow, man. I usually don't see the world till like 3 in the afternoon. Yeah. So this is like 5 in the morning for me. I'm on musician time.
Yeah, I know. So we're even more appreciative for your time then. You know?
Oh man, no problem, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, can we call you JD?
You can call me Leslie.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay. All right, Leslie.
I loved Leslie Nielsen. Call me Shirley. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Airplane. Yes. And Police Academy or Police Squad. That was the other one. Remember
totally,
that?
Man. Police Squad was awesome. The Naked Gun.
It was like 4 episodes. That was the whole.
I can't believe you actually remember that, because not many people even know the Naked Gun was a TV show, Police Squad.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah. It was like 4 episodes. That was the whole.
I got them.
Oh no way.
Dude, I got them, and they're so funny. And oh, my God, I just got to tell everybody, they have to go find it now. Go find Police Squad, and just, it's amazing.
It's the best. Remember the part where the banana was on
on the dude's face?
Yes.
And it falls off, it's like 5 pounds.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you got a
You got something on the side of your face. So. No, the other side.
Clank. It's like a whole banana.
I love that one where the dude's like, he's busting the guy in the bar or whatever, and he's like, is he busting him because he taped the game? Remember, like, before a baseball game says, you know, you cannot tape this game or whatever.
The disclaimer.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I taped the game. I didn't charge anyone. Okay, a few bucks ahead. So great.
That
dude.
Is the best.
I loved it. I'm glad you know that.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You made me. Now I'm awake. You see, now I'm awake. I'm alive, you know. Just got out of the toilet. Everything's good.
Oh, it's perfect, then. It's a perfect day.
Actually, looking outside, it really looks perfect. Man.
It is.
Beautiful.
It is.
Oh, this is amazing.
So coming up on Wednesday, September 24th, you're going to be nearby in King of Prussia.
Yes.
At Sam Ash, holding a bass clinic from 7 until 9.
Yeah.
So, and from what I see, there's going to be a lot going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us a little?
Well, first off, I'll be jamming. You know, I'll be playing. Sometimes if I can, I'll bring a bro with me, like a guitar player or drummer or something. But for the most part, I've been doing it with my my drum machine on my Zoom pedal, and I just been jamming. You know, putting beats on, explaining stuff, because I went to Berklee College of Music, so I have a lot of music in me and a lot of knowledge and a lot of stuff to offer. So it's been pretty killer. I'll play like, you know, a bunch of different styles of music, and then I'll play like some Black Label stuff and my own new band Cycle of Pain stuff. But the thing that's the best about it is all the questions all the people ask, because dude, I have like a million stories. But if you were to ask me, tell me a story, I'm like, I can't think until you mention something,
right.
And then I'm like, oh man, then I got like 20. You know what I mean? So that really has been making it. All the questions have been great, and it's been going really, really cool, man. Last week I was up in like Maine and New Hampshire and Boston, right across the street from Berklee, where I went to school. So that was really fun.
Oh, how cool was that?
Dude, it was amazing. I mean, I haven't been back to Berklee in like 20 years or so. So I go over there, and man, all the new stuff is there. Like, they got AC in the dorms. I'm like, man, I paid for all this, man. Like, you guys should be thanking me. You know what I mean? Because when I was there, man, we were sweating like dogs, dude. It was like 100 degrees with a little fan. You know what I mean? Now they got AC, all nice. And, man, these kids.
These kids today.
They're spoiled today, I'm telling you.
So who's sponsoring the clinic then?
The clinic is sponsored by Harkey. Now, that's the new amps the amps I've been using. The new Harkey is slamming, man. I helped design it with the people there in Long Island. And, dude, it's just really, it sounds good. I'm really psyched. It cuts through. It's loud enough for metal, and it's just got a good tone. So I'm really, really psyched with it, man.
So what makes Harkey the choice for you?
Actually, because they're the only ones who really even like me. So, you know, it's a slim pickings style. But no, actually, I'm as endorsed by Samson. Okay, now Samson is also Sam Ash. It's also Harkey, and it's also Zoom. So I didn't even know that. So when I was there, I was just checking out the stuff, and they told me they were working on new stuff, and I actually dug the new stuff. So then I was just like, wow, man, I'll try it out, you know. And then I was checking it out, and then adding pointers to it, and then they tweaked it, and then here we are, man.
No, that's very cool. And yeah. I saw that there's going to be giveaways, too.
Yep, at every Sam Ash, we give away a bunch of shirts. I'm like, dude, can we give away any pants? Yeah, I want to give away a pantsuit. I got to do it at one of them. Like an alligator pantsuit would be fat. That would be so funny.
Nobody gives away pants.
No, that's what I thought.
That's the best.
Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Dude, that's the best.
But give away a pantsuit. That would be so funny, dude. That'd be hysterical. But so they give away that, and they give away an attack pedal at each clinic, which is a nice little box. It just gives you more preamp. It gives you more EQ and more gain. It makes your regular amp sound good. So it's a pretty cool thing. And at the end of the whole clinic tour, all the names that, the people that show up that fill out this little slip, we're going to pick one, and they're going to win an 810 cabinet and an LH1000 head, which is amazing, dude. That's an amazing rig right there.
It is impressive.
It's nice, man.
That's an impressive giveaway right there.
So hopefully everybody comes out just to try to win an amp, and even if they don't even care about it, nobody really does. especially my family, my friends, and my band. Yeah.
Have you done bass clinics before this one here, or?
About 2 years ago, I did a whole run for Sam Ash. I did about 12 of them.
Okay.
All through the country because I was on tour, so we were lining up, in my daytimes, like I was in North Carolina or whatever, Florida, Indianapolis. I did a whole bunch, all like on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I haven't really ventured out west yet with them, but and then this tour again, this was up northeast, and now like the Jersey, Long Island, Philly area.
Okay, very cool. Have you taught bass at all?
I've been teaching actually for like I'm 41 now, and in dog years, black label years, I'm like 136. But anyway, I've been teaching since I've been like 17. I mean, I always taught because I had music theory even in high school. And I heard Iron Maiden for the first time, so I was actually really practicing a lot when I got to, like, ninth grade. That's when I really started shedding. So by senior year, like, I was teaching, what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And then I went to Berkeley, and then that opened my eyes up to so much music. So then I really, I was, when I would come home, I would teach all summer, and then I've always done that, dude. And I tell people I've done so much great stuff. I've been so blessed in my life. I mean, I played Madison Square Garden. I played for 65,000 people. I played, many, many times. But one of my proudest accomplishments is all the kids I've gotten accepted to Berklee College of Music, where I went. I got 8 kids there now.
That's impressive.
Well, actually, right now I have 3 going. I got like 8 students accepted, so I was pretty proud of that.
That's impressive, man.
Yeah.
So, and you mentioned Maiden. Is that what made you pick up the bass for that very first time, or was it something else?
No, it was something else, dude. I was in third grade or fourth. Yeah, I was in third or
third
fourth
grade.
Listen to this story. This is a killer one. Third or fourth grade, right? I had older brothers, right?
Okay.
So they loved, Jethro Tull, The Doors. Man, I was singing Jim Morrison in kindergarten. I was like, come on, baby, light my fire. And my voice never got, higher.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it was stuck down there. But, no, man, I had older brothers, right? So I go to school in, like, third or fourth grade, and I go to my buddy. I'm like, man, Jethro Tull is the best band in the world. And he's like, dude, Kiss is the best. I'm like, Kiss? Who's that? And he showed me a picture of him. I go, they are the best. Because I loved horror movies and stuff like that. So, man, that just totally was that. It came to life for me. I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
What does he do? They're like, that's Gene Simmons. He plays bass. I said, well, that's what I want to do from now on.
Very cool.
And then that was it. So then, like I said, in fifth grade, we dressed up like them and sang Detroit Rock City. By sixth grade, we actually had instruments, and we played Ozone off of Ace Frehley's solo record.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Totally. And then, like I said, then seventh grade talent show, we played, like, Make It from Aerosmith. And then in eighth grade, we did Sin City, Green Metalishi, and Breaking the Law. How insane is that, dude? And then come ninth grade, I really started, I really started practicing.
Okay, yeah.
That's when I was practicing, a bit, but not like, go home from school and shed for 3-4 hours, Lock the door and don't come out. Don't even realize what time it is.
So how did you land the gig with Black Label then?
Well, actually, Zach was just throwing darts at a phone book, and my name came up.
Right place at the right time.
Exactly. Or wrong place, however you want to look at it. But anyway, me and Zach, he'd been friends, man, before Ozzy, dude. Like, we've known each other before he even joined Ozzy.
Oh, so since, like, teenagers then,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. So we were both jamming, and loved each other's playing,
Yeah.
Back then. so it just, we've always been bros, and then he got the Ozzy gig, and we were floored because we're big Randy Rhoads fans. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, huge. I mean, those two records are the Bible, Blizzard and Diary. You know, like that's
exactly.
It's amazing how much of an impact he had on the world. You know what I mean? With just two records, bro.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's tragic, heartbreaking. It's all of it. You know? Yeah, so so me and Zach, he's been bros all our lives, basically. So when he did Pride and Glory, I wound up doing the tour, and we toured with Aerosmith and all that, and went to Japan, all over America, that kind of great stuff. And then when he put Black Label together in '99, he called me. He said, "Dude, you want to go out?" I was like, "Yeah, of course, man."
You have to ask.
No, so, you know, so killer. Yeah, it's been amazing. Black Label in '99 for about a year, you know. Then I left after that, and I just went out and was writing my own music, been producing, you know. I was practicing like piano, drums, you know, because that's what I do. You know what I mean? That's all that we do is really, you know, music, you know, basically. So I was shedding like piano, drums, just trying to get my thing together, you know. And then got back with Black Label in '05, and here I am now.
So you're a complete musician then.
Without a doubt, dude. I mean, that's what I've always been. You know, I've had so many gigs, you know, all different kinds of gigs. Like I said, you know, I've been on stages for 65,000, and I've been at your local bar, you know, carrying my gear and setting up the PA. You know what I mean? And still have done. I played in wedding bands, which was, you know, it was great money and really a lot of fun because you get to drink for free and eat for free. You get home by 11. That was pretty fat. You know what I mean? And playing some really cool. You see, for bass, it's cool to play all the old stuff, like the 70s music and stuff. The bass lines were ripping and all that stuff, you know. So it's really fun. And that's what I do at my clinics, man. I just try to open up all our fans' ears to all this other music that's out there, you know. And it just makes you such a better musician, man. And that's basically my message.
So can you tell us a little bit about your newest project and band, Cycle
of
Pain?
Oh yeah, without a doubt, man. My new band, Cycle of Pain. Okay, I got some music up on my website, and we have a Cycle of Pain MySpace. And
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. It's in the line of like Black Label. You know, obviously it's not. It's a little different. It's in the same ballpark though. An amazing thing about it is the guys in my band. We were in a band when we were 15 together.
All of you together?
Actually, me, my singer, and my guitar player were in a band together when we were 15.
Okay, so this
is... So it's totally family. I mean, it's really family, you know what I mean? Just like me and Zach, you know what I mean? Just like Black Label. So on that line, that's really, really amazing. We just had a song on a show this week. There's a new show on FX called Sons of Anarchy. It's like Sopranos on
yes,
bike.
Yes, yes, I saw
thing.
That, yes.
My tune, one of our tunes was on it. It's called Five, the song, and it was like 45 seconds, and I was freaking out, dude. It was so amazing. My phone's blowing up, you know, my family, everybody's all excited and stuff. You know
so
I mean?
how does that
really,
work?
Really cool.
How does that work, JD? Do they come to you, or do
my
you pitch
record
it to
label,
them,
actually, there's people up at the label that deal with, like, sound houses and, you know what I mean, and you know, directors, you know, music directors all over the country for networks or whatever. So they got in touch with these people, and my song, you know, went through a few rounds, you know, like a battle, and we battled them to the ground. and they chose it, and they actually want more music, man. So I'm really, really psyched, dude.
Oh, you could do like a whole soundtrack for them.
That would be amazing, dude. Or anybody, like ESPN likes our stuff and all kinds of people. So I'm pretty psyched on that. That's a really, really good sign. And I know the Black Label fans are gonna love it. And at the clinic, I've been playing one of my songs too. So you guys will get to hear, you know, one of my new tunes when at the clinic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, the bass clinic
mm-hmm.
with Shirley or Leslie
yeah.
or
I am serious
with John DeServio, JD. Yeah. That'll be at Sam Ashen, King of Prussia, this coming Wednesday, actually, September 24th. From 7 until 9.
Yeah, get there early, man.
So you can both meet and learn from the man himself.
Oh, yeah, man. And I learned myself as well. I always learn, dude. And you know what I tell kids, too, man? Don't ever stop learning, because that's what keeps you young, man.
Keeps it going, absolutely.
Keeps you young, man. You know, once you stop learning, you get old and die, bro. Can't have that.
No, you can't.
No.
So and more info can be found on your website, right?
Yep.
Which
is www.johnjddeservio.com.
And
you can go, you know, go on like blacklabel.com and link it from there if you can't spell my name, because I'm Italian, so it's like, you know, they make it really hard on us.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you can call. You can also call 610-265-6444 for more info.
Definitely.
So, all right, John. I don't want to keep you. I know you're on not even banker's hours. You're on.
No.
You're on musician hours. So
exactly.
That's very cool.
Reverse banker.
So that's yeah.
And I'm a musician, so yeah. We just take money out of the bank. We never, you know, it's never adding to it.
That's,
you know?
That's right. Hey, when's the Cycle of Pain coming out?
Now, the record should be coming out the first quarter of next year. It was supposed to be out in the fall, but it's getting pushed back, as always. It always does. It's just a bummer. And this would have been a great time, too, because Black Label's, you know, off the road right now. It could have went out for like 4 weeks with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all timing.
Started the buzz, started the ball rolling, but obviously, you know, powers that be, it just didn't happen. So hopefully next year we're going to be able to kick it, you know, and I'm really, really psyched about it, dude.
Well, you know what? Keep us posted on that one.
Oh, without a doubt. I got all the numbers here, and as soon as I'm really comfortable with a good mix of some stuff,
okay.
I will definitely be sending it, maybe come down to the studio if you got time, you know.
Oh, that would be cool.
And we'll hang out for sure. Can I just mention one more thing,
though? Absolutely. Anything you want, man.
This, the 28th, I'm doing a benefit for a good friend of mine, breast cancer survivor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to school like third grade. You know, a really, really beautiful girl. Her name's Debbie Farley Kniesel. So I'm putting this benefit on, and I got a bunch of my friends playing, and it's like, you know, a $20 donation goes to her, and that's the 28th of this month in Union Beach at a bar called 7 Days. So if you guys are in the area and just want to come down and donate, it'd be amazing. A lot of great musicians are going to be there. It's going to be, you know, a good time. So
okay, very cool. Very,
I appreciate
very,
that.
Very
Thank
good
you
cause.
So much, man.
Cancer is a nasty, nasty thing.
Dude,
man.
I know. We got to try to stamp it out as much as we can. You know, Black Label, we were involved with, like, St. Jude's and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I'm no different. You know, I mean, both my parents died of cancer, so I donate, you know, all the time to the Children's Cancer and St. Jude's and everything. So whenever I hear about it, whatever I can do, you know what I mean, I try to help. But especially if I'm in this position now where I, you know, have a little bit of a name now, so things get a little easier for you, you know, to make things happen. So whatever I can, man, I do, bro.
All right. Good man. Good man.
Yeah, you got to do it, man.
All right. So thank you very much, John. Or Shirley,
pleasure,
or
brother.
Leslie, or JD, whichever you want to go by.
I am serious.
So I appreciate it an awful lot, and our listeners do too.
Right,
so hopefully,
man,
they'll get down there to see you on the 24th.
All right,
over
man,
in King of Prussia.
Come on down, babies.
And keep us posted, all right?
I definitely will, Jackie. I love you guys, man. Thank you so much,
all right,
bro.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Peace, man.